Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days in the podcast. Oh boy, I thought we were going to have our third 4-0 handicap in the last 7 days, but we go 3-0-1 with a push. So let's recap the winning card for Monday. We cash on Miami, -3. We cash on Kansas, -4. We cash on Tarleton, -1.5. We push on Arkansas Pine Bluff in double overtime. Yes, we had a 1-point lead with 7 seconds to go. They make one of two free throws. I wanted them to make two. Just don't go to overtime. It goes to overtime. Then it goes to double overtime. When it's all said and done, free throws did me in, and I pushed the wager. Then on Twitter, thank you for the votes, and thank you for the winner. You back Miami there, and we get to cash on the Canes times two. Then I went outside my lane. I should not go outside my lane. I am 0 for 2023 in the NBA. I added an NBA game. Washington, they got blown out. Terrible bet on my part. On the frozen pond, we added two plays. They both lost. You add everything together. We make $23 for the day, and now we move on to the next. So we start the card for Tuesday in the Big 12. It is Kansas State, -4.5 against TCU. So this is a top 20 battle in the Little Apple. Both teams are 6-4 in the Big 12. TCU is coming off a 6-point loss at Oklahoma State last time out. Meanwhile, Kansas State has dropped two consecutive games against a couple powerhouse programs, Kansas and Texas. So nothing is easy in the Big 12. We know that. With a couple road games on deck for the Wildcats, this is a big one at home. TCU won the first meeting, 82-68. Miles and Lampkin, though, combined for 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists for TCU in that one. It is unlikely that either will be available tonight for the Horned Frogs. The Wildcats turned it over 20 times in that game. They will need to be much better tonight. The Cats are 12-1 at home. TCU is 2-4 on the road. I have a feeling that the Horned Frogs are walking into a buzzsaw tonight. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 with K-State expecting a double-digit victory. Next up on the card, we go to the Big East. It is UConn, -3.5 over Marquette. So the computer models still love UConn, ranked as high as number 6 in the country. Yes, they did beat Alabama and Iowa State in the non-conference, but at 7-6 in the Big East, they haven't earned that type of respect of late. The most recent win was even troubling. Georgetown kept it within 6 over the weekend. Meanwhile, Marquette deserves every ounce of respect that they get. They're tied for first in the Big East at 11-2. They have 5 straight wins in the conference. They have a non-conference win over Baylor, and they're 19-5 overall. Marquette won the first meeting, 82-76, after trailing by 11 in the first half. Nothing tells me to play UConn except my gut. I'm going to lay the 3.5, expecting to see the non-conference Huskies at home. Give me UConn, -3.5. Next up, we go to the Big Ten. I look to end my losing streak in the Big Ten. It is Michigan State, -2.5 over Maryland. So here comes Maryland again. Coach Willard has things cooking. 4 consecutive wins, including a 35-point pounding of Minnesota on the road. Maryland is now tied for 3rd place in the Big Ten at 7-5. They're 16-7 overall. Michigan State has dropped 2 consecutive games on the road. They're just 6-6 in conference, 14-9 overall. The Spartans are 9-2 at home. The Terps are 2-5 on the road, with the road wins at Louisville and Minnesota. In conference, they're 1-5 on the road with 3 double-digit losses. The Spartans burned me last time, winning by 2 at home over Iowa. This time around, I expect them to win by 3 or more. This is a great situational spot. Coming home after 2 road losses, give me Michigan State, -2.5 over Maryland. Next up, we head to the American Conference. It is Tulane, minus the 1.5 over Cincinnati. So yes, a lot of chalk on the card here for me today. The Green Wave are riding high after the big upset win at Memphis. Tulane is now tied for second in the American Conference at 8-3. They're 15-7 overall. One of those losses this year was at Cincinnati. They lost 88-77 when they struggled shooting. Just 4 of 20 on threes, shot 40% overall from the field. Meanwhile, Cincinnati shot almost 51% for the game, and they also won the battle on the boards. The Bearcats are 7-4 in the conference. They're 16-8 overall. Memphis and Houston are the only teams to beat them since the first of the year, so they're playing some good basketball in Bearcat country. The Bearcats do play better defense. Tulane has the better offense and the home court advantage. This should be a game of runs. In the end, I expect the Green Wave to keep the momentum going and get the W. I'm going to back Tulane minus the 1.5 over Cincinnati. Then a bonus game here for you. It is our conference tournament revenge play. We're down to just 2 games. I need this one to guarantee a winning record for the angle. Our play is in the MAC. It is Toledo plus the 3 at Akron. So last year in the MAC semifinals, number 4 Akron upset number 1 Toledo 70-62 before advancing to the NC2A tournament. This year, Akron is leading the conference at 9-1 after the big showdown win over Kent State on Friday. The Zips have won 8 consecutive basketball games, all by 4 or more points. Toledo, on the other hand, they're 8-2 in the MAC. They're tied for second, and the Rockets have won 7 consecutive basketball games. Toledo ranks 300 in defensive efficiency, but they rank 14th in the country in offensive efficiency. The Rockets average 84.9 points per game. They shoot 48.7% from the field. I like the situation. Akron is coming off the big rivalry win. Toledo, meanwhile, coasted the 25-point win over Central Michigan. Plus, of course, we have the revenge angle. So plus 3 works for me. Give me Toledo plus the 3 at Akron. So let's recap your card for a Tuesday. In the Big 12, we're on Kansas State minus the 4.5 over TCU. In the Big East, I'm on UConn minus the 3.5 over Marquette. In the Big 10, I'm on Michigan State minus the 2.5 over Maryland. In the American Conference, I like Tulane minus the 1.5 over Cincinnati. Then in your conference revenge play in the MAC, I'm on Toledo plus the 3 at Akron. So that's your card for a Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.